news on Missouri Net. Missouri lawmakers are returning to the state capitol in Jefferson City this week to vote on a multi-billion-dollar supplemental budget aimed at fighting the COVID-19 pandemic.
This will be a historic week in Jefferson City, both on the safety precautions lawmakers are taking and on the amount of the supplemental budget. The House Budget Committee Chair says the proposed supplemental budget is now about $5.8 billion. Senate Majority Leader Caleb Rowden tells Missouri Net every senator and their staff will be given a mask at the Capitol today. Democratic Senator Jamila Nasheed tells the St. Louis Post-Dispatch she hopes everyone covers their mouth and their hands, adding that she is skeptical, quote, because at the end of the day, we don't know who is coming in and out of that building with the virus, end of quote, referring to the Capitol. Brian Helsworth, Missouri Net.
The FBI continues to get hundreds of complaints of COVID-19-related scams. Special Agent Mark Dargis of the St. Louis District.
We're seeing this because people, scammers, appear to be preying on people's fears, and we anticipate that they will continue to take advantage of that type of climate that's currently permeating the entire country.
These schemes are most often fake government agency health emails and counterfeit treatments or equipment. If you think you've run into a scam, Google FBI and IC3, that's the Internet Crime Complaint Center. West Central Missouri Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler says the United States is battling an unseen enemy during the COVID-19 pandemic on two fronts, a healthcare front and an economic front. The Harrisonville Republican says the stimulus package approved by Congress in late March contains $350 billion to supply Main Street businesses with the capital they need to keep the lights on and workers on the payroll.
Paycheck Protection Program will pay 100% of employees' wages as well as utility expense, rent expense, and interest on mortgage payments for those businesses in order to keep those doors open.
A special session appears to be ahead for the Missouri legislature.
Governor Parsons seems to be leaning towards a special session. Parsons has said that his original budget proposal, about $30.5 billion, will have to be changed because of the hit the state is taking from the coronavirus. Parsons suggests calling lawmakers back in to finish budget work for the fiscal year that begins in July.
Me and the legislators got to figure out a way to do that. It's the only way we can move forward in the state of Missouri.
Lawmakers get back to business this week to take up a request for additional spending. Most all other legislative work could be unresolved for a while. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
A St. Charles nursing home where three residents have died from COVID-19 has confirmed that 32 other residents and 7 employees are now sick. That from the county health officials. In total, 35 residents and 7 employees of Frontier Health and Rehabilitation have tested positive for COVID-19 as of yesterday. This is news on Missouri Net.